Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, more Adam Ray news, good sports, all coming your way. First, LifeLock, cyber criminals taking advantage of the pandemic, sending malware to scam people trying to learn about cures. They've even devised counterfeit online pharmacies. These rascals, they won't stop. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info out on the internet. You could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit alone. You need LifeLock. They detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. Protect yourself. Get the peace of mind of LifeLock, right, Dawson?
If you become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock can help you restore your identity easier than what you can do on your own. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, we haven't had her names yet, but more info is coming out about Ghislaine Maxwell. A former friend of hers told the Daily Mail in an exclusive interview that Maxwell hired fake news purveyors, one of the fake news purveyors, Jacob Wool, to smear her and Epstein's alleged victims. That's reported from a former friend. So as part of a $25,000 deal made in June, Wool and his lobbyist colleague, Jack Berkman, also allegedly pushed to get the New York U.S. attorney, Jeffrey Berman, who had led Epstein's case, fired in order to stop or stall the criminal investigation into Maxwell. One of the women they tried to use for the smear plots, she's a Maryland model and now paralegal, Kristen Spielman, told Daily Mail, the men had been hired by Maxwell, who currently face trials over changes she and Epstein trafficked, or charges, otherwise, sorry, charges that they trafficked underage girls for sex. So using some of that money to further terrorize these young girls.
It's crazy what people will do for money. You know, I'm always, whenever I used to watch those 48 hours or 2020s or whatever that story, God, that whole Ray Carruth story, Carruth is out, by the way. I don't know. When's really? His birthday? But no, Ray Carruth is either out of prison or getting out of prison tomorrow. Yikes. The former wideout for the Panthers who had his baby mama. She was like a 21-year-old chick, just, you know, 9 months pregnant, just executed. But the thing that always struck me about that is, like, hey, found a guy, gave him $5,000. He agreed to do it. Like, what you can give people money to do in this society or any society, and what they shall do. Like, go ahead and take these victims and smear them. Okay, give me $3,000.
Yeah. Which, by the way, who do you think is a better bounty hunter? The guy who's, like, on hard times and needs the cash, or the guy that has a solid bounty hunter business and he's like, it's just another job, like, but he's looking to keep things moving, stay in the green?
To me, the scariest person in the world isn't the guy who wants his wife dead. It's the guy who doesn't know him or his wife, who he meets at a Starbucks and goes, oh, look, I need $1,200 up front. Like, really? Yeah.
And a Frappuccino.
Did you bring
Use your name.
Did you bring a picture of the person you want me to execute? Yeah. Or is that... Oh, is this her? Is this a recent picture? I don't want to shoot the wrong person. I don't care if I shoot the wrong person, but I don't get paid.
I don't care.
I prefer not to.
Yeah. It's like Ray Carruth was released October 18th.
2018.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Wow. Sorry. October 2018. So it's been coming up on 2 years.
I think you're thinking of Ray Liotta was released from his Chantix contract. That's what you were thinking of.
And I don't know if he's reunited with his son, who was in the baby of the woman he had executed. But
so the baby, wait, killed the woman, baby came out,
baby
was okay?
This story.
Is that possible? How do babies even get made? No. Baby can't survive if the woman dies.
This is what Kanye was talking about the other day.
That's right.
This is... This is Ray Carruth has to be the worst human being in the world because he got this chick pregnant, took her out, watched a movie, went to a movie, took her back to his place, made sweet pregnant love to her.
Sure.
And then said, like, hey, why don't you follow me back to your place? And then stopped in on like some country road, and another car pulled up behind and just pulled up to the window and just put six slugs into this 20-year-old chick who was like 9 months pregnant. Then she went to the hospital. She died. But before she died, they were able to get the kid out of her, who was severely impaired, obviously, because yeah, as bad as secondhand smoke is to a young fetus, bullets, probably worse. Rob Reiner says it's a tie. But either way, the kid was shot, and so the kid got pulled out prematurely, whatever it is. The guy, who I think still in prison, who did the biggest, who did the shooting,
yeah,
when he was interviewed, scariest man alive, when they asked, do you have any regrets? He said, yes, I should have put a bullet in her head. I fired five into her body, and then I left, and she survived long enough to say a few words before she died. Ray Carruth showed up at the hospital to visit her with his new girlfriend.
No.
When she was in critical. Yes.
Bold.
By
no.
the way, I would love to get hold of Ray Carruth's parents and do my new game show. What the fuck happened? What happened?
What went wrong?
Next up, the guy called Adam Ray tits and dick when he was 14. But first, the parents of Ray Carruth. What happened? How did you create this?
Oh, what a monster.
You know who I feel sorry for? As somebody who doesn't know much about sports, Rod Carew.
Oh, yeah.
When you said Ray Carruth, I was thinking, and that poor man, for us non-sports nuts, his name is unfortunately probably associated with this.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of...
Well, he is now.
I mean, he is now, for sure. Now that you put that in the universe,
no one
Gene.
Ever thought that, but now he is. Thank you, Gina.
Fun fact.
It's like, you know the guy who killed the pregnant girl?
Yeah, that's right.
Rod Carew? Yeah, yeah, I think that's him.
Don't you
anyway.
Listen to Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song?
Yeah.
Converted.
That's right.
Yeah. Van Brett Watkins will be in jail. That's a guy who squeezed the trigger until 2046 when he's 85. But the guy.
Damn, dude.
The guy who ordered the hit is out.
Wait, what?
Ray Carruth, the guy who paid for the hit, is out. These technicalities in the law, like, well, he did hire the guy to kill his pregnant wife, but he didn't actually hold the gun. He just paid the guy. My feeling is like, well, I don't know. Didn't Charles Manson die in prison? Like, Charles Manson didn't go to the Tate and LaBianca house. He stayed back at the ranch, but he called for it.
Yeah.
Gave the order.
Why don't those rules apply to Ray Carruth?
Hey, speaking of that, I don't know if the name Carrie Smith sounds familiar in the news the last few days. And Chris, if you could, or Kaylin could pull a picture of this guy. There's a big old problem in Southern California with this guy who was finally released after many years from a...
Maximum security or mental institution?
We'll be
starts
right.
with an M. We'll be right back on Fuck Zoom next. After that. I'm going to say maximum security prison.
Yeah. Or maybe M&M aficionado. Yeah, I think you're right on the...
We'll reboot. I didn't know this story. I do kind of... It's kind of sad that with all that's going on, I kind of miss the sort of... The naive and childlike days of just having serial killers on the loose.
Yeah.
Like now it's racists are fighting Antifa in the street and it burnt down the Walgreens.
Too
like,
much anxiety with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just I'd love to see car chases and serial killers.
Yeah, yeah.
Us trying to track them down.
Yeah.
You never really feel the threat of it. I think that's what is nice about it, right? You never feel like it's coming towards you. I do want to ask, do you think it's similar to punish the guy who's calling for the kill? Is that like if a chef at Denny's says, hey, that combative customer, put some pubes on his hash browns, send him out, and then they fire the guy who delivered the hash browns?
Yeah.
Instead of the chef?
No.
Same thing,
legally,
right?
Legally, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And It is sad, the math we do with serial killers. Like, they go, this serial killer preys on teenage runaways. And I'd go, whoa, whew. All right, well, I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
All right, he breaks into elderly women's at night and rapes them and then
escape that
them.
Demo.
All right, well, I'm not in that demo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to bed with the screen shut tonight, but yeah. I'm not going to do the deadbolt.
Yeah.
It's sad when you have to hear the guy's MO. Like, what if he went for comedians with nappy hair? Like, you'd be like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah, it was never like penis and tits kid who's addicted to Sega Saturn. Damn it. I'm fucked. Small town Washington, yeah.
All right, let me hit Blinds Galore here. Family owned and run. It's the first place you go for custom window treatments online. Over 2 million windows covered. Blind shades, shutters, drapes, and more. And by the way, you can hook them up. They're smart now. You can do them with your Amazon Alexa device. They have a new Build a Blind tool. Lets you create and customize your window treatments. See exactly what they're going to look like before you squeeze the trigger. Start to finish, they got you covered. And I use them. I use them in the edit bay. I use them here. I use them at my house, my bedroom. I have the electronic ones. You charge them up like a phone. You do it, you know, twice a year, and they work. No pulling wires. No muss, no fuss, man. Go to Blinds Galore. Am I right, Dawson?
BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the safe, high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price, at up to 45% off. See for yourself at BlindsGalore.com today and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Well, Brian and Gina are having a little technical difficulties, but that's all right. We got
it's all good.
We got Adam Ray over here.
Plenty to chat about.
So Ray Carruth is now out.
Okay.
And the son, who's severely impaired.
Yeah, what is that son up to? Do we know? Is he on Facebook?
He is, you know, operating a motorized wheelchair with a straw.
He has to be.
And he now, when Ray announced that son of his is biologically his boy, and he wants to be in his life.
He did?
He's announced that.
Oh, God.
I don't know if he's been reunited with
him. I think the son, well, first of all, TLC, hop on that special of reuniting the father and son. But
yes.
I think the son has every right to probably put up a roadblock, right? Emotionally and physically, to letting pops in his life.
Yeah.
How do you deliver the where's mom news? Do you make up a story, or do you just hope he never goes on the internet?
The kid is so impaired that I don't know what the kid knows.
Yeah.
The kid was also raised, I think, by the mom's mom. So that's going to be a tough ding-dong when Ray shows up at the door and wants to see the kid.
And when do you stop by? Do you pick a holiday? Do you pick a birthday? Do you, like, is it just a, do you bring anything?
Mm.
You probably don't, you know.
I don't know if a funnel cake is going to be able to spackle over the hole that he left with those bullets.
Yeah. But are there any cards at Hallmark for sorry I paid a guy to kill your mom but salvaged you, even though the guy who killed your mom has regrets card?
I don't think so. I haven't been in one in a while.
Hey, in a Hallmark.
Chris, what is Ray Carruth? Did he go back with his son? He said he wanted to, and then he said he wasn't going to.
In 2018, he's been trying to reach out, and the last thing he did was at the end of 2018, he sent a letter to his then girlfriend's mom, who's taking care of the son, saying,
"Yeah,
I'm
the
sorry.
One he shot's mom's right.
saying I'm sorry,
yeah, dude. Just apologizing, and like
little late.
He was saying that the mom was lying about him in interviews and things like that, and he just sent her a letter.
Cool,
saying,
yeah, no,
I
that justifies it, yeah,
yeah."
For sure, yeah. I mean, there's literally nothing you could say to justify it, but I guess if you're going to say something, at least go big. Like, she was – maybe the only thing the mom would accept is like, you know, she was trying to kill me. And she was like – she wanted to kill – like, and kill – she was going to kill the baby and then kill me. But then she had figured it out a way medically that she could survive even if she killed the baby just to make – Dr. Phil.
Well, you know,
would you put her? Would you have her as a guest? Have the mom as a guest on the show?
110%. I think that there's something to be said for a child who survived such trauma. Okay, and we do a whole week of shows on trauma drama. Okay,
trauma drama.
Yeah, which is basically trauma drama. What that consists of is going through something. Okay, that you won't ever forget. Don't know how it happened. Okay, but we'll definitely go on future podcasts and shows to discuss it with strangers. Examples of trauma drama. Getting a wet willy. Mm-hmm. Having someone give you a mushroom tap.
Dr. Phil, not for me, but I have a dear sure. friend who was called Tits and Dick in high school.
Penis
junior
and Tits
high.
Kid. Yeah, penis no, I've read his letters. Kid. Yeah.
Oh, he's writing.
Oh, he sent several letters from the years 1992 to 1994. Now,
can that kind of trauma ever be undone?
I don't think so unless you just lean into it and go full hermaphrodite. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you have both as a kid, okay, first of all, you know, that's a win. Okay. I try to equate situations and wins and losses. And what the kids who called them penis and tits kid were doing were deflecting. Okay.
I believe.
They're jealous that they don't have both.
I believe.
Picture yeah. me. Yeah, riddle picture me it. This. Okay? Oh, okay. You're at home. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've just gotten done being broken up with your eighth grade girlfriend, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're sad because you don't know when the next time you're going to feel a pair
this
of luscious
penis and tits.
This
kid.
Is penis. Picture your penis and tits, kid. Okay, mm-hmm. You're sitting at home. You just crushed a bowl of Kraft mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got Gran Turismo loaded up on your mm-hmm. Sega Saturn. Okay, mm-hmm. And you're getting ready to have a night of me time. Mm. And you get a little turned on by some of the ladies in the Sega Saturn graphics, so you start pleasuring yourself. Mm-hmm. You realize, though, that your imagination and the TV is not doing its job, so you want to mm-hmm. get a little more creative, so you start grabbing your own tits and playing with them while you're rubbing yourself out. Now who's the asshole? We'll be right back.
Yeah. Can I say that I don't want to use the boy's name, but I know he's turned into a man now.
Sure.
And I think he's doing comedy, but I think that's just to kind of deflect the pain.
Oh, I think it's all deflection. Sure, he's wearing a lot of pain, and at some point he's going to crack, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised to see this said comedian, okay, spread eagle, okay, on some boulevard in North America, okay, fighting for the rights of penis and tits kids everywhere to have their voice heard.
Phil, this may be surreal, but he even does an impression of you.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, Gene and Bald are back.
Hey, when did Adam Ray just completely have a fucking just malfunction? Just
me is me. Yeah. Let's do one more news story, Gina Gratz, now
all
that you're
right.
back.
Well, you know what? Why not stay on the molesting tip?
Oh, God.
Former child actor Corey Feldman was forced off a top Hollywood union sexual harassment committee because of sexual misconduct allegations against him. Now, he's lashing out at the union leader behind this removal, according to Page Six. So Feldman, who's an outspoken victim of sexual abuse himself, is now claiming the board member behind the ouster, that's Gabriel Carteris, by the way, the SAG-AFTRA president, did it to push out a union contract weak on child actors' rights, which is a top issue for him. But
she's from 90210?
Yeah, that's
Andrea Zuckerman.
Yeah, she was the one who was, she was 37 and a junior in high school in that show.
Is that ever touched on?
I think it's SNL's done their part.
Don't you guys kind of miss those days when 30-year-old actors would play 17-year-old high school seniors?
Dude, Scott Baio, I think, was 44 playing Charles a 17-year-old. Yeah.
The most classic example, how old was Stockard Channing when she did Grease the movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll never
playing
tell.
Playing a high school girl.
Yeah.
Oh, they definitely had to stop production because she was having hot flashes like in the middle of production. They had to shut it down for a few hours when she took an ice bath.
That was courteous.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So Feldman had apparently previously been protected by the old president, which was Patricia Richardson, who refused to remove him despite having received detailed complaints from women who'd been subject to or witness to sexual harassment and abuse and assault. According to the report by Corey Feldman. So Corey Feldman's just in a lot of lanes at one time.
Can we get, sorry, but, you know, back in the day, I think maybe Chuck Heston was like the president of SAG or something like that.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's what you need.
We had recognizable
A-list names up there. You know what I mean? Like, I want to live in a world where, like, who's the president of the Acting Guild? Well, George Clooney.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Not Jill Taylor from Home Improvement.
Yeah. That
year's Best Picture winner gets to be the president for a year.
That's good. That's best great, actually. Yes. Right.
Remember, before that, I think it was Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm saying these C and D listers who haven't worked since the mid 70s, who are not only, they were ancillary characters on their own show, like they played the snotty neighbor kid or something on their own shitty sitcom from 1978. I don't want them as the fucking president of show business. I want A-list fucking talent. Now, obviously. Yeah, they'll do what Schwarzenegger did when he was governor. He'd never go to Sacramento. He'd just farm everything out. Fine. We don't expect you to do the heavy lifting, Leo, but I'd like to see your name up there on the masthead instead of who? Who's that? She's the one. She wasn't the lead. She was the friend. Remember
at
that?
The peach pit.
That was that episode. She thought she was pregnant, and then she confided in this chick that was the one, you remember?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, we have a chance to get Tom Hanks, but I think we're going to go with the youngest son from The Growing Pains.
The third Culkin.
Yeah. He's got the you say the third Culkin?
The third Culkin.
By the way, do not rent that.
Let's get Adam Rich in here. What's he up to?
Yeah.
Eight is enough. My whole thing is this. I want recognizable A-list talent.
In charge of my union.
Yeah, in charge. And again, they're just going to farm everything out. They're not going to have to do anything. Couple of appearances a year. You know what I mean? They'll craft a couple of newsletters that someone else, or the publicist will write, and they'll just stamp their name on it and send it out.
Yeah.
How long? Who's up? When's the next vote?
Let's see. Oh, actually, I think I just got an email about that. Hold on.
Oh, so did I. Just actually got an email asking if I wanted to run next
Tony
year.
Tony Danza? Oh.
Wow. So, look, I've considered running for SAG president. I've run for AGVA president. I've run for PTA president.
AGVA is like for performers, like clowns.
And mimes and jugglers and smugglers and, the girls at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Really?
Anyone who's just trying to make money but isn't like even the Hollywood Boulevard performers. You know,
Spider-Man,
the Captain America used to wear a condom on the outside of his suit. I'd fight for that guy.
They're an AGVA?
That's AGVA, yeah.
Right.
I fight for the performer, Adam. You know, right. Because I was a performer.
Listen, I don't want to take this in spirit, which is intended, but I'm looking for an A-lister, Tony. Like, I'm looking for a heavy hitter.
So you're looking for somebody who didn't star in two sitcoms? You're looking for somebody who didn't see Judith Light naked from the waist up? You're looking for someone who didn't know how to get on an elliptical while getting done up in makeup and hair? You're looking for someone who didn't pop his own zits? You're looking for someone who doesn't know the entire 1989 starting lineup for the Cincinnati Reds?
Wow. No, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm looking for the guys who could, open a movie.
Didn't see the Garbage Man movie I did on Disney?
Yeah, I did.
What was it called?
I saw that one you did with the monkey, too.
The garbage picking, field goal kicking.
Yeah, the garbage picking, field goal kicking, finger licking, KFC thinking.
Yes, Eagles.
Eagles.
You did one with a monkey and like Danny DeVito too. I think.
Oh yeah.
Like you're jealous. I'm thinking Denzel Washington. You know what I mean? Like we get a president of color.
Can you get Denzel?
Well, I'm going to try. That's what I'm saying.
I can't even get Denzel to accept a Facebook friend request. You're trying to get him to to run a whole union?
Well, speaking of union, what's Gabrielle? How long is she?
It looks like you have to re-elect, run for re-election every 2 years.
Great.
It looks like she got elected in 2016 and then was re-elected after that.
Mm, wow.
So I think she's a fan favorite.
Who did she run? Did she run unopposed?
That's a good question.
I mean, the great thing about
boy, that's an easy vote, by the way.
The great thing about being president of like SAG is nobody knows how you did last year. Like I was like, she underperformed. No one knows. Like I have any idea. Like what are we basing it on? You know, craft service was a little bit light last year. In the trail mix department, I feel like somebody's got to pay for that. My vote.
Yeah, who's fielding that complaint?
Jody Long?
Jody Long.
I know Jody Sweetin from Full House.
That's right.
All right, let me hit Geico here. Right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico is already going to save you. So if you're not with Geico, get with Geico. Never been a better time to get with Geico and save the extra 15%. But you got to switch by October 7th. That's the hard out. Visit geico.com. And learn more, save that 15% at geico.com. Yes, Brian.
Can I add one footnote to the original story, which is, you know, I explained that I saw The Exorcist, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I catch up on horror movies because it's not my genre.
Yeah.
I just last, God, 3 weeks ago, watched The Lost Boys for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Up and down movie. It's got some style. You know, sure. It's mostly, it's overall good. Corey Feldman was a legit great comedic actor as a kid. Like he, no.
Oh, 100%.
Stand By Me.
Yes.
Yes.
Goonies.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, he's great in Goonies.
Arguably the comedic, well, no, Chunk, I guess the comedic relief.
I get it. I mean, that maybe it's the theme for the show. Scatman and Corey, like they're underappreciated. Gabriel Carteris beat out Issei Morales.
Oh, I had Joe. I don't know who the yes. hell is Jody Long.
Issei Morales is became and Matthew Modine.
Wow,
I'd give it Matthew Modine. Issei Morales was the brother in La Bamba, and a bunch of other stuff. But he's kind of turned, and he turned a long time ago into like an activist. Like he went way, you know, he went way before D.L. Hughley and all of the other guys kind of turned into the performer activist.
Right.
Issei went activist like 20 years ago. So he's been, he got to that party early. I don't even know what he's doing anymore.
He was in Ozark recently.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's going to be in Mission Impossible 7.
Pushing for Hispanic rights or as an actor?
Yeah, exactly.
Not just maybe bothering people on the set?
Also, shouldn't we do the present thing the way we do, like, I mean, at least, you know, currently, like with getting someone a little bit older, like you'd think, like Estelle Getty would have taken a stab, or Betty White, you know,
Betty
like
White, sure.
Ernest Borgnine, just somebody that's like done enough to where you go, oh yeah, they know the ins and outs and can make certain calls, but
yeah.
Maybe at that age they don't want to run, or
yeah, yeah, and I don't know how much Gabby Carteris is it? Is that kind of like she didn't seem to be doing a lot of film acting. She seemed like she did a lot of TV stuff.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, let's get some fresh blood. Let's get some A-listers in there. Let's get some recognizable names.
Sure. Just tell me when and I'll be there.
All right, Tony.
I got my own stickers.
Bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Simply Safe, last but not least, Simply Safe. Protect your home today and get free shipping. Two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam is where you go. Adam Ray, About Last Night, obviously, the great podcast, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. And Crossing Swords, available on Hulu. And coming up, live dates, Acme Comedy Club, July 29th through August 1st. And you can find, go to his website, AdamRayComedy.com, and find out where he's going to be and when he's going to be there.
Hey, baby.
I'm going to be coming up this weekend, Addison Improv, tomorrow and Saturday. So come say hi. We're doing live podcasts for the early show and doing stand-up for the late show. So come on by and say hi. And then San Antonio, July 31st through August 1st, coming up after that as well. And go to AdamCarolla.com and find out when all the live shows are going down. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Adam Ray and Gina and Bald saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damaschuk and Adam Carolla return with Good Sports next.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Y'all set for some hot sports talk? Good, because here we go on Good Sports. Dave Damaschuk here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, Bet Online has out. I mean, football, it really, all signs are pointing towards this thing happening. So you want to go over it here in late July? You want to talk over some exciting stuff?
Well, look, right. they just did NASCAR. They did a NASCAR race. I think they had 30,000 people show up. They kind of distanced themselves. It wasn't a full house, but to the driver that won, you know, after he did the donuts and then jumped up on top of the roof of the car and the people are like by the fence cheering and stuff. I think it was a nice it felt the same to him. If I'm saying that correctly, meaning it was palpably more exciting for the driver to win that race with 30,000 people spread out in a venue that could have held 100,000.
It is an interesting thing. And I guess it's akin to like going on a game show and the element of like people sitting there watching Jeopardy or whatever at home and saying, how did they not get the answer there? Because the added ingredient of the pressure and the lights and everything else. Do you think teams or players specifically in football or otherwise, do you think there will be some percentage of guys that maybe will be better because of this or worse because of this? Like some guys are juiced by the cheering crowd and other guys are like, oh man, I don't like all these people watching me as much and it impacts my play.
It's definitely going to affect the end zone celebration, right? Like when you're facing that wall.
That is going to be so dumb with nobody there. You're dancing. You're right. I mean,
here's what we should be betting on. The first Lambo leap with nobody in the stands.
They're going to suffer severe injury when they don't have human beings to cushion them when they jump up into the stands like that. Good point.
I can tell you that.
That's a great question. I love that question. Will there be a Lambo leap? No, of course there can't be.
I don't know, though. You could lay odds on it. Somebody's going to do it even if it's just as a goof, right? I think
that's an awesome question. I love that.
I can tell you as a 5-time participant in the Celebrity Grand Prix, Long Beach Grand Prix Celebrity Race, the difference between going out to Willow Springs, you know, middle of the desert, nobody around, you know, throwing the car around, maybe even doing a race with almost nobody as far as the eye can see, versus like going down Shoreline in a packed bleachers, just thousands of people screaming as you go around every turn. There's just a throng of people in bleachers. I mean, especially during, you know, you do the victory lap, you stand in the back of a Toyota pickup truck and they drive you around the entire track and everyone goes berserk. Is an utterly different feeling. It's a night and day feeling than going out and doing a track day.
Sure. I mean, and I think like, you know, Michael Jordan, the difference with him or Kobe Bryant versus most guys, high end world class athletes, the difference is they wanted the shot in the critical moment. And some guys kind of shrink in that moment. I wonder. And also, like the Seahawks are so predicated on, and so are the Saints, the reason that those teams have most teams win more at home than they do on the road. But like the Saints are especially good because that sound in that joint is so loud. If you've ever been there for a Saints game, it really is something and it impacts the game. I wonder if the smart better this year downgrades their win total or downplays their chances because they're not going to have that going for them this year.
Well, obviously, you know, these games, a lot of Seahawks games are separated by just a couple of points. They play a lot of close games. And obviously the sound of that 12th man, when you're talking about the offensive team who's out on the field and they're basically having just to go off of the snap of the ball. I mean, you give away your advantage on offense. I mean, obviously the advantage of the offense is you know the snap count. And so the defense is a millisecond off because you're aware of the snap count. If you're just stepping up there and just snapping the ball, the defense has the same advantage the offense has. And
that is Ace. That is exactly right. And I have talked with, among other Seahawks, Cliff Averill, who was a big part of, you know, their would-be dynasty a couple few years ago. And he said, that's exactly right. And Michael Bennett was the other guy who I talked to about this. Yes. When you have to go silent snap count like that, the guys on the defensive front get a jump. They can take a half second jump, and that's everything, and get into the QB. That really had a major impact on them being such a dominant force at home, was their ability, their defense's ability to get that little split second jump.
Well, you know, if you think about the quarterback, even out of the shotgun, and the guys coming off the edge, really a half step is a major deal in that department. Thus, why I always bitch and moan about the lollipop rainbow shotgun snap when the ball just kind of floats back end over end. It's like, hey, you got the best athletes in the world, and they just got 36 inches closer to you because that ball was sort of drifting in the air versus really drilled back. You know,
it's so true. And I mean, not to get too deep in the weeds with football nerdity, but that's why there's a ceiling on guys like Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo. And this is my hypothesis that I've floated by football players, and they kind of agree with it. Some of them is either you can't be like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, put him on any team at this point, he's going to be good, Deshaun Watson. But some guys need the play action to delay the pass rush a little bit, to hold the defense up a little bit. But the problem for that is that when Jimmy Garoppolo or Jared Goff have to drop their head for a half second to do that and pick their head back up, the pass rush is that much closer to them, and they panic from it. The ceiling on them is further limited on some level by that play action, you know?
Well, speaking of rangy quarterbacks, there is nothing worse than when Big Ben has taken one off his shins when the ball gets snapped back. Not only does it take a millisecond, but how many times have you seen it's like, well, it's third and six, he's in the shotgun, the ball gets snapped at his shins, he looks down, he pops up, and the timing is off because he's not looking at the receiver. The incompletion percentage goes up 35% when they do that. And I never get why in a league of excellence in precision that there's not a better batting average of that. I mean, if I were a coach, I would say we end every practice with the quarterback. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the starting quarterback. Have the second string quarterback. Go out there, just do 50 snaps. Just do 50 snaps. As I always show you, the Seahawks, that Seahawks-Patriots game where they lost the game, Russell took that thing off his hip. Russell's not a tall guy as a quarterback, but he still took the ball off his hip on a pure timing situation. And the ball floated back, and
so that requires, and it's a matter of hundredths of seconds here, but makes all the difference. He has to spin the ball back to the seams now,
right,
find it, and that is legitimate. Like, what is that? 0.2 seconds, 0.3 seconds?
Whatever. It's for
Butler to jump the route.
Right. If that ball comes up on his right ear or his right shoulder, if that ball comes up with a little velocity on his right shoulder, the timing of that is changed. Seahawks win the game in my estimation.
You're so right. And it's a funny thing because you compare it to, like, I always like it when in the World Series on the last out, the ball goes to the shortstop and the team starts celebrating. The play isn't even completed yet. The team starts running out. Or, oh, it's a pop up to center field and the Braves are going to win the World Series. Like, well, he hasn't even caught it yet. That's more dependable. The fact that they're going to make that play is more dependable than the center whose job it is to make good, clean snaps. There's a higher percentage of those guys catching that. Seems like that would be a harder physical thing to do than to snap the ball if your job is snapping the ball.
I would just do reps, 50 snaps after every practice. And it's a comfort level because the guys who are snapping the ball don't want to shoot it back there with any velocity because if they miss their target, the ball skips back to the 35-yard line and the game is over. All right, Bet Online, no shortage of action for our exclusive partners at betonline.ag. Want to get in on some of that? Sports slowly coming back. Well, UFC Fight Island, that's back. NASCAR, The aforementioned NASCAR's back, boxing's back, soccer's back. BetOnline has the best odds for upcoming games. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC daily. Also, they have casino games as well, poker tournaments, blackjack, things of that nature. And they have
you can bet on the general election, even, Ace.
You can bet on politics. I think you can bet on reality shows. Mm-hmm. Best props in the business as well. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device and join with promo code podcast1 for your sign up bonus. You get a bonus when you sign up. Visit betonline.ag, our exclusive partner, Podcast One. And don't forget promo code podcast1 for your sign up bonus today.
Good times, back with a Friday edition of Good Sports. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports out. Good
Sports! Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available now at adamcarolla.com.